Alrighty, welcome, loves. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Good to be with you. And I got a nice text from Jim Hanley. And Jim, by the way, is one of those guys that we had a stupid feud, and it was totally my fault. Totally my fault. And, we patched things up, and everything is quite cool. And again, it's like I said this before, but, you know, you got to have people who are willing to forgive and people who are willing to acknowledge that they screwed up. And I've been very grateful that Jim Hanley was so nice in forgiving me for my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. But we're talking about, real quickly, November 22nd, the 60th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination, comes on a Wednesday this year. And David Bellavia and I have been talking. We text each other an awful lot. And again, I just have to laugh at some of the stuff on the internet. I really do. But we text each other an awful lot, and we're thinking about spending a few hours together on November 22nd talking about the assassination of President Kennedy. And if you want to see a really interesting video about Oswald and David Ferry and Dr. Mary Sherman, basically the whole New Orleans connection to the Kennedy assassination, there's a video online. It's called SV40, Judith Very Baker. That's Simeon Virus 40, Judith Very Baker. You should have no problem finding it online. Judith Baker, I believe her, says she was Oswald's girlfriend in New Orleans in the summer of 1963. And, you know, the really interesting thing is everybody agrees that this David Ferry fellow, Oswald's buddy, Clay Shaw's buddy, Guy Bannister's buddy, he was working on a cure for cancer. And that's why he had all these mice in his home. How about no? How about they were actually working on a way to develop a super cancer? That's what was actually going on. Judith Very Baker makes a very compelling case in her book, Lee and Me. Ed Haslam makes a very compelling case in Dr. Mary's Monkeys. And it's really... it's very interesting, and I'm sorry, but I can't help but thinking, gee, Hugo Chavez certainly died of a very fast-moving cancer, didn't he? And come to think of it, so did Jack Ruby right before his retrial. I happen to think it was a conspiracy, and I do believe that there was a lot more to Lee Oswald than met the eye. And I'm sorry, but nothing about the government's case against Oswald makes any sense to me. And the guy to whom he was handcuffed, that tall, good-looking, white Stetson detective, James Lavelle, even he said, we did not have the evidence to convict Oswald, as did the police chief of Texas, of Dallas at the time, Jess Curry, said we didn't have the evidence to convict him. Nobody could put him in the window shooting that gun at President Kennedy. And the firearm itself, the Mannlicher Carcano, was a piece of junk. I know people who've actually held that firearm in their hands and say, no way. It just that this is the crux of the case, and there's no way that firearm did that damage in that amount of time. Didn't happen the way we were told. But anyway, David and I are thinking about doing a show about that on November 22nd. We got to work out the details, but shouldn't be a problem. I mean, he's got his own show now. I've got my own show now. But, you know, as evidenced on Christmas Day, we do enjoy working together, especially when it's a subject on which we both in which we both have a tremendous interest. So we'll work that out. 803. Oh, not yes, there's such rancor between us. Oh, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm sorry, guys. Sometimes I have to laugh. If you ever Google yourself online, it's like, is that me? They're really saying that about me? It's like, yeah, okay, whatever. I'm too old to worry about this nonsense. Let's go to Alex in Ontario talking about... are you happy with your health care? And I want to hear from Canadians because for a long time, we in the United States have been told, you don't want OHIP. You don't want the Ontario Health Plan. You don't want a single payer plan, even though you're basically covered for everything from womb to the tomb. You don't want what they have in Canada. You really don't. You don't want what they want in the, what they have in the UK. Let's go to Alex in Ontario. Alex, you're on WBEN. Should the United States consider going the Canadian and UK way?
Hey, Tom. Nice to be on. I love your show. I have two experiences. I had a heart attack in February.
Ooh, can I get you to speak up? Can I get you to speak up or get off speaker, please? Because I want to be able to hear every last syllable of what you're uttering. Yes, go ahead.
I had two experiences. I had a heart attack in February, and the OHIP system was absolutely perfect, in my opinion. I had no issues getting tested. I had no issues with getting results, echocardiogram. The care was absolutely perfect. On the flip side of that, other things, like, for instance, eyeglasses, are very difficult to get. It takes weeks and weeks, if not months, to get an appointment. And they're very expensive here in Canada. And that's one situation when I went to the States, and I won't name the company, but I had an appointment within 48 hours for an eye exam, and the glasses were much more affordable, and they're perfect. So things like that were very, very, very nicely done in the States. I don't mind telling you, I paid for two pairs of glasses in Canada. It was $320 Canadian. In the States, I got them for $75, including an eye exam, which was amazing.
Interesting. You don't even want to know what I pay for sunglasses. I'm going to leave that out of the discussion for right now. Just out of curiosity, with your OHIP plan, with your government health care in Canada, as you know, when you have cataract surgery, there's a couple of ways they can do it. They've got the laser-assisted cataract surgery with the fancy lens, which is expensive, or they've got the one that the insurance companies will pay for, which isn't that expensive. Does your health plan cover the fancy cataract surgery?
No, it does not.
So if you want the laser-assisted with the better lens, do you have the option of paying out-of-pocket, or do you have to come to the United States?
I don't have the option for paying out-of-pocket. I would definitely come to the States. The service, the professionalism, it's amazing, really. Truly amazing.
And how about, okay, let me ask you another question. You're, I'm going to presume you're somewhere in the GTA with a lot of fine medical professionals. If, let's just say, a retina detaches, you are fully covered for that, I presume, and I presume that they get you in within that four-day window you've got for the reattachment?
Yes, that's correct.
No, that's, that's good. So what do you say to Americans who say, under no circumstances do we want to be socialists, under no circumstances do we want socialized medicine, even though the UK has been doing it since post-World War II, and it's one of the most popular social programs in the UK, and you've got OHIP in Ontario. It's almost like you're un-American if you suggest that, hey, you know, maybe people shouldn't have to go bankrupt if they run into health issues.
Yeah, I think the socialist, or like we have the OHIP, is very good. I think, and that's just my opinion, I think that Americans and most people are just afraid that it's going to get abused and that will make it very expensive. And that's, there's something to be said for that. You know, like that one, I think Norma said, you know, there's people that take advantage of the situation, and that's what inflates the costs for everybody. I can go to the hospital with a stuffy nose, but I choose not to because I can take care of it myself. And I don't need it for absolutely anything. But when I did for a heart attack, I'm very glad it was there because that would have bankrupted me for sure.
You know, it's interesting because looking at the bill, which I did not have to pay for my open heart surgery, the quad bypass, and my heart attack, it was in the neighborhood of $200,000. I'll say that again, $200,000. You believe that?
That's incredible. I didn't ask to look at what it cost, and I don't know if I'm allowed to see it. I think I should be allowed to see it.
Absolutely.
Technically, I'm paying for it, but it would have been up there for sure with all the testing and all the I had stents put in, so it's a much quicker, faster procedure. But it's hard for me to understand what generates that kind of cost. I can't grasp why it would cost that much.
Very interesting point, Alex. I thank you very much. Talking about, are you happy with your health benefits? And seriously, guys, are we being brainwashed by Big Pharma and the healthcare companies into not being open to the idea of socialized medicine in the United States? How many people do you know who played by the rules their entire lives, then they run into one health scare and everything for which they've worked goes right down the toilet? 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is kind of interesting, though, the day after Mark Poloncarz wins re-election, he said it was my intent to serve out my whole term. And then Brian Higgins is going to go to Shays. I wonder if it'll be Congressman Mark Poloncarz, or will it be Congressman Tim Kennedy? Because you and I both know that the Republicans have zero chance whatsoever. So it's a question of which Democrat is going to get the job. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Just trying to figure out why a guy would want to give up a seat in Congress to be the leader of Shays. Good news is, I'm on good terms with Brian, so Steely Dan comes back, I should get my seats. 803-0930 on WBEN. Hey, politically, we don't get along. It's never been personal. It's only been business. Here is Mike in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. Mike, welcome. You're on WBEN. A lot of Americans now are doing the open enrollment healthcare thing. And what is your take on your OHIP, your socialized medicine in Canada?
Well, I sort of want to clear up something about OHIP. OHIP is just a public insurance payment system. That's it. They don't own a hospital or hire a doctor or do anything for you but pay the bills.
Right.
And part of that, the hospital, like Norma talked about, you have to wait. Yes, we don't have enough medical facilities and doctors at the moment. Could that be because of OHIP? Everyone rushes down to the doctor in the hospital? I don't know. But yes, there is a bit of a wait. If you're expecting something to be done tomorrow, not going to happen. Although sometimes it has, in my case, but generally 2 to 3 months is what I've experienced in my life. My brother is waiting for a knee appointment, but that got bumped out by COVID. So we're working on that. But yes, there is a bit of a wait, but you were talking about $74,000. What did that come from? I don't understand.
Neither do I. It comes from my cervical fusion back in March. And why I'm only finding out in November about money that I've supposedly owed since March, frankly, is beyond me.
Yeah, if I had that, I would not be paying anything. I mean, I pay, you know, so much a month, but I wouldn't be paying. Is it deductibles or is it a copay? Or
What it is, at the end of the day, I think it's going to be just like the blood work I referenced earlier. It will prove to be an error because the provider failed to provide the proper documentation to the insurance company, and I don't lose sleep at night worrying about paying it off. Because all I've got to do is make 5 Coke deals, it's all good.
With OHIP, you don't have to worry about that. It's all taken care of. What your doctor says, OHIP accepts it. It doesn't fight the doctor unless the doctor asks for something bizarre and then says, well, the diagnosis in your treatment plan is not matching, so explain this to us. And you have 3 appeals with OHIP. One of them is a volunteer doctor, and whatever those volunteer doctors say, OHIP has to follow it. No questions.
You totally missed what I said earlier. I was just kidding about making 5 Coke deals to pay it off.
Oh, I know.
I was just totally kidding. Yeah, you let that go, and I'm like, he's going to say something about this. No, I hear what you're saying. But see, I hear this all the time from people in the United States that people are dealing with all of these coding errors and coding mistakes. And you know, it happened with the blood work I had done a few years ago, and I finally wrote to the CEO of the company saying, this is not right. You need to fix this. And they did.
Yeah, that you've mentioned that, and I follow that. But I had this serious situation in 2021. I can trump your number by 500,000 to 700,000 on that Canadian, whatever that backdates to American. And the grand total I paid for that was $50 because of a test that was not fully covered by OHIP. That's it. And I have I go there, and I've dealt with a number of things, like the gentleman talking about treatment of your eyes, cataracts. I had it covered by OHIP, and I had the laser treatment, and it was done in a hospital.
Oh, they did pay for that.
What's that?
They did pay for the laser version.
Yeah, but you have to go through the right steps to get in a hospital. Like, if you have dental work by the dentist, you pay out of your insurance or out of your pocket. But if it gets referred to a hospital, you're covered. You pay nothing.
Very, very interesting. Hold on if you want to complete what you've got to say. I've got a break here because I'm a prisoner of the clock. A lot of great calls coming in. So, hey, you've got your open enrollment going on right now. Are you happy with your health benefits? All in all, I'm not unhappy, but I am unhappy with the amount of paperwork through which I have to delve on almost a daily basis. And there's a certain practice which shall go unmentioned where I have called, and three separate times I went into the queue to talk with a medical advisor, and they hung up on me. Like, they just hung up. The phone got disconnected. And never talked to anybody. Happened three times in a row. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And just one quick thing I got to say. You have got to be your own advocate for your health care. You know your body better than your doctor knows your body. And you've got to be able to stand up to your doctor and healthcare provider and say, you have it wrong. You have it wrong. There is something there. You need to do the diagnostic imaging and tell me what it is, because it's not in my head. It's not my imagination. I've been down this road before, and you got to stand up for yourself. And for some of you, that's difficult because you see somebody with a MD after their name and suddenly you think they're Jesus. Well, they're not. They're like people like everybody else. On News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show. So you've got open enrollment going on, right, at your workplace or your spouse's workplace, whatever the case may be. Are you happy with your health insurance and what's covered and what isn't and your out-of-pockets and all that stuff? Or should the United States start thinking about what they've done in the UK with its socialized medicine, we'll call it that, and OHIP? And you are taxed mightily for OHIP benefits, but the positive side of that is you're probably not going to go bankrupt if you come down with a severe illness. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Mike here in St. Catharines to finish his thoughts on the system. Mike, we talked about the benefits of your OHIP system. How about the liabilities of the OHIP system?
I'm not. What do you mean by liabilities?
What you don't
this
like
really financially?
Well, what you don't like, the problems with it would be a better way to phrase that.
Okay. Well, as I spoke before, right now we have a shortage of hospitals and doctors, but we're working on it. And the key to the system with OHIP is that you have to have a good doctor. Everything goes through your doctor. You don't go to a specialist and phone them up and say, hey, I want to see you tomorrow or whatever. You go to the doctor. Now, my doctor is very aggressive at getting me in fast. If you just don't pay attention to that and you don't have a good doctor, you could be into wait. Yes, that is true. Norma is somewhat correct. I've never heard of a year, but yes, there is. But you have to be on top of the situation. If you just think you're going to get an ice cream and forget all about it in the drive-thru, well, that's not gonna work well for you. I mean, then you get the back of the line. Now you have to also be a bit patient and be in options like MRIs. I've had a bunch of them. I've had close to 20 in my life. And my doctor has set me up on one, then he calls me and says, 3 weeks if you go at 11 at night. I said, sure, I'm in. Now, if you want it like in the middle of the day, you could wait 3 months. Yeah, you can. But you have to be optional and willing to flex your chances. That's, to me, the key here. You have to do some work yourself.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Let's get back to some other folks on WBEN. It's open enrollment season for many of you, and are you happy, without naming any names of insurers or providers, are you happy with your coverage and what you're paying for it? And should we, in the United States, take another look at socialized medicine? Here is Len in Amherst on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. The reason I'm calling about that one woman who called earlier that I think she said she had a drug that was prescribed to her that cost her about, would have cost her $2,000 a month. And she said she couldn't afford it, so she decided not to take it. New York State has a program for elderly people over 65 called the EPIC program.
Yeah, you've got something on in the background that I'm finding very distracting, so I'm going to put you on hold and try to get back to you on WBEN. Here is Lou in Buffalo. Lou, you are on WBEN. Welcome.
Thanks, Tom. I am not going to name any names. I'm actually in the business, but I do want to point something out that is an interesting factoid about socialized medicine. Japan is a socialized medicine, and 70% of the sales of one of the largest supplemental insurance carrier on the planet are done in the country of Japan. And that doesn't happen in a vacuum. But the reason I really wanted to call and talk to you was what you said about the advocacy. I had a heart attack in 2013 at 48 years old. And four generations of my family have died before the age of 60 for that as well. So there's a documented familial history of it. In spite of listening to all of the doctors and being my own advocate and being in the business, I failed a stress test, which was not reported to me. And I only found out because I was getting some receipts to submit to my supplemental carrier. And when I did, I had asked my doctor here, I said, you know my family history. I want all of the tests. I want the angios, the Dopplers, and everything else. And he gave me a little pushback suggesting that there was really no empirical data to suggest that it was going to make a difference. And I pushed back again, and I said, I want the tests. I'm not asking for empirical data. I want to feel better about it. And when pushed again, I said, it appears you do not want to order these tests. I'd like it documented in my chart. At which point, the doctor then, not like being challenged, but ordered the tests, and they showed I needed quadruple heart bypass surgery. This is a very well-known group here in a medical group in Buffalo. I lost my brother a year prior to this, before age 60 as well, and I did not any longer feel safe here. The nurses were on strike here in Buffalo for a reason. The care here in Western New York, and I've lived here all my life, I believe is deficient and declining. You talk to any of the people that work in the industry, how overworked they are, and how their patient to caregiver ratio is unsustainable. And given all that and the fact that my test was not only missed, but almost I had to fight to get, I made a personal decision for myself. Cleveland is 3 hours from here. I go there. I spend the night on Sunday in a hotel. I wake up in the morning, and I see my primary and my cardiologist, and I drive home, and I'm home the same day. I only go there a couple times a year, but I'm now in the best hospital in the world, and I don't have to worry about the advocates. The worst part about the guy that did my surgery there was a professor and wrote peer studies about the disease I have. It's a familial genetic condition that I have that's documented that nobody knew anything about here. So being your own advocate is huge.
Very interesting. Just out of curiosity, if you don't mind my asking the question, and you certainly don't have to answer it, but what is this mystery heart situation?
So apparently the blood vessels in my heart are abnormally less in size and diameter than the general population by about half. which means they occlude quicker than the normal population will. And I'd never heard about it, but the guy who did my surgery, who's the he was the director of the coronary bypass unit at
we don't need that many details. It's just
he's also a professor, and he wrote about it. And the reason he got into medicine, his family has the same thing. And so, I mean, it's a passion, which I just got lucky, quite frankly. I probably would be dead, you know, at this point if our paths wouldn't have crossed and I had not been my own advocate and I had not challenged my doctors here.
Very interesting. So what are your thoughts about the Canadian system?
So I do have retired or deceased physicians in my family and family members that work in it as well. And I have heard, as long as I've lived here, how much of their practice came from Canadian citizens who were either too long of a wait list. It's fine for when they got to go to the doctor and they have the flu or the sniffles or a yeast infection. I don't know, whatever, you know, but when they have something serious, they come here in droves. And I would back that up with what I said to you, and that anyone can look this up. If you've socialized medicine, why is there a need for additional insurance? Because A, it doesn't cover everything, and B, your choices are limited. If that's what we want as a country, which I think it's probably going to happen, that's what we need to be prepared to have. And whether or not you think our system is better or not, I don't know. But I'm also in the business, as I said, and we don't turn anybody away. We just don't.
If you don't mind, are you able to say what you've mentioned that you're in the business on a couple of occasions? You want to be more specific?
Sure. I own an insurance agency.
Well,
I've been doing this for almost 20 years.
So when you, as somebody who's familiar with insurance, go through the process, and for those listening in Canada, that would be process, when you deal with the person on the other end of the phone, do you often believe that you're talking to somebody who knows less than you do? Because I had that distinct feeling earlier this week when I was talking to somebody about this $74,000 bill that I have.
So there's a lot of things that I will tell you about 2023 that may relate directly to the things that you're talking about. But the answer to that is, are you talking to somebody that's, I don't know, this is very unpopular. I don't know, maybe they were working from home that day, okay, or working remote. I don't believe that we're getting the full resources from our providers that we deserve. I don't know how it's being allowed regulatorily to do this, but it's not okay. And we are suffering as a result of it. And I don't know what the reasons for it, but it's definitely something that needs to be addressed.
I mean, whether it's working from home or not, I don't know in a situation like that. But it was, I'll tell you something, it was just very disheartening when I was making very logical arguments and I was getting in return responses that were completely illogical.
I don't.
Like what part of out of pocket max? What part of out of pocket maximum is so difficult to comprehend here?
So I can speak to that depending upon if you're in or out of network. If you're out of network, they can balance bill. So there's a lot of different things that that can come into play. And honestly, whoever supplies your package to you should be able to give you some, you know, answer. But the provider is definitely not going to be that person.
They got supposedly they have to get the case notes to the insurance company so the insurance company can handle it. And as far as out-of-pocket maximum, in-network, out-of-network, I've met every single out-of-pocket maximum there is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been that kind of a year. But thank you, Lou. I appreciate the call very much. But I mean, look, in your life, you're going to go through periods like that. And those of you who've been through hernia surgery, I'll be prevailing upon you in December for words of advice. there is, you know, the funny thing is, though, I got to tell you, there's nothing that they can do to me at this point that is going to shock me, surprise me, or cause me undue pain or angst or anything like that. It's like, what else you got? Come on, bring it out. Let's go. And I'm not a tough guy, but there comes a point where it's like, okay, really? This too? Okay. So those of you those of you in Canada, I don't think we have many listeners in the UK, but those of you in Canada, are you happy with your OHIP? I know that you are taxed mightily up front, but at the other end of it, you don't have to worry, in theory anyway, about going bankrupt should you run into some horrible health situation. Here in the United States, I mean, we're always keeping an eye on, okay, what is our maximum out-of-pocket? What is our copay for a general practitioner? What is our copay for a stay in the hospital? What is the copay for a surgeon? I mean, it's just copay this, copay that, premium this, premium that, and of course, everybody's favorite, the maximum out-of-pocket expenditure, because you like to have an idea of a worst case scenario, what are you going to be looking at in terms of the most you're possibly going to have to pay. And you know, some of you are better than others at dealing with the paperwork that comes along with your health insurance. And if you're really lucky, you're going to get a hold of somebody on the other end of the line who is going to be an advocate for you. And I will tell you the truth, as I always do. Over the years, I've run into some excellent people who work for our health provider here at work, who have absolutely gone to bat for me and resolved things. On the other hand, I've also had some dealings with providers, which I will not name, which frankly have just not been satisfactory, even to people with whom I'm very close in the business, or should I say an ancillary business to healthcare. But it's really interesting, because this time of the year, especially when you are in the open enrollment period, trying to figure out exactly what is the best plan for you. And again, a 25-year-old woman is going to have different considerations and different needs than a 45-year-old woman or a 62-year-old man. Where you are in life is going to have a big, going to play a big role in the kind of health coverage that you end up selecting for yourself, and all of the maximums and out-of-pockets and everything else. But good luck out there. I'd like to actually get an expert in at some point to talk about this stuff, to answer questions from an expert's point of view. I'll track somebody down. Don't you worry. It's 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Thanks to Tanner Saunders for a perfect game today. Perfect game, really. He was just magnificent, as always, behind the glass. And standby Tom Puckett is coming up with Buffalo's evening news from 6 until 7, including the story of Brian Higgins. And apparently he is going to resign to take the helm at Shays. He's also casting himself as the lead in Jersey Boys, which I find rather strange. He's not really casting himself as the lead in Jersey Boys. Come on. Anyway, it is 5:57 at News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll look for you tomorrow following David Bellavia right here on WBEN. Drive safely out there. And don't forget where your snow brush is, because, you know, it's only going to be a matter of days.